Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only.
Ding!
It's sextastic.
Okay, so basically, you wanted people to give you video responses on the best sex ever. So I thought I'd share my story. I was at a beach, which is a very sexy setting. It was at night. So, you know, like, there was, like, the crashing of the waves, like, and, like, the stars and stuff, and, like, I was with this one guy, and, he was really awesome and stuff, and, yeah, so basically we hung out and stuff, and then he was like, "You look really hot," and I was like, "Yeah, I know," and so I was like, "You look pretty hot," and then we, like, started doing it. You know, like, doing each other, and, you know, like, it was, like, one thing led to another, and it was pretty fantastic, because he was, like, all on top of me and stuff, and then he was, like, "Oh, man," and then, like, he totally orgasmed, dude, and then I orgasmed, and then I think I orgasmed, like, 3.5 times, and then, and then he orgasmed. Basically, we were orgasming all over the place, man.
It's just a fun thing.
It's every emotion. Assholes.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch, 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 bitch.
Away.
Nice sweet turn.
Fucking hating this Twitter. I hate it. Why did I tell you guys that I'm making a big Twitter push this week? It's sucking all of my time, and I'm not even tweeting. I'm trying to figure out how to make a pretty background for you to look at. Hey, Freaks and Benson with you back for the Tuesday edition of DV. Got an extended show for Sideshow members, so if you're not yet forking over cash to me, that would be a great time. Sign up at superfreaksideshow.com. Brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday as well. And of course, I should mention, if you're not following me at Twitter, my Twitter name is Distorted View, all one word. You can see what 5 hours of work accomplished. Not much. It's really, really quite pathetic. I had to start over many times, and then I said, fuck it, I'm just going to put a big picture of Bunny Crush on it. So there you go, that's what's happening on my Twitter feed. Let's get into Sextastic Tuesday right now. I'm not going to fuck around talking to you, shooting this shit when I could be getting down to business. Yes, this is a stupid bit where I simply read you a piece of erotic fiction, this being Distorted View, though. The stories are a little off, and by off I mean bizarre or disgusting, or quite possibly illegal. I have no idea what the laws are regarding erotic literature. Today I've got a piece of fan fiction for you. We're going to travel far away to an exotic land where imagination meets science and hardcore dinosaur fucking. That's right, Jurassic Park porn. Today on Distorted View Daily's Sextastic Tuesday. All right. I mean, how can that could be what dinosaurs sound like? Who the fuck knows? No one was alive back then. Could be doing a spot-on impression. All right, here we go. Lex had ventured far into the jungle, disobeying Grant's order to stay put. She couldn't. I'm going to pretend Lex. This is present day, where Lex is. You know, I'm assuming. I don't know if Lex was one of the kids in the movie or not. But in this particular scene, she goes back to Jurassic Park and she's 18 or 21 or whatever the law is. All right. She couldn't stay in one spot knowing that death could be staring at her at any point in time. She pushed her way through the brush trying to find a climbable tree in order to feel safer. Lex walked backwards everywhere she stepped, feeling her surroundings before she approached. That's when she felt it. How much do you want to bet it's a T-Rex's penis? Her eyes bulged out of her head knowing she was touching something living. Lex was now motionless, her hand still pressed against the animal. The animal moved itself away and walked in front of Lex. She couldn't believe it! A second T-Rex! This one wasn't as big as the last one, maybe a quarter of its size. Much more manageable if it's going to be entering your vagina. Probably a child T-Rex. The Rex... Oh, we're using shorthand here. The Rex sniffed around her body. Already? Wow, we're going to get right into the sex. Moving its head along Lex and down her chest. See what I mean? The Rex started to lick the warm-blooded girl in front of him. His tongue lapped up the rain that stained her shirt. Lex could feel the tongue pressing against her small breasts. Her nipples getting warmer and harder under the moist flesh. Even though she's 18 or 21, she still has small titties. The tongue moved its way up across her face. The Rex shoved its tongue into Lex's mouth. Are you shitting me? A dinosaur would never do that. Dinosaurs don't know how to French kiss. Come on. Lex started to shudder under how gross it was to have the extinct animal's tongue in her mouth. The tongue retreated from her mouth and worked its way back down her chest. Lex's nipples were now harder than ever. Her pussy unwillingly began to grow moist from the molestation of the Rex. The Rex pulled away and sniffed at the air. I smell pussy! His head worked its way down Lex's body, blowing warm air at her. The T-Rex is blowing sweet nothings into her ear. The Rex stopped at her crotch, sniffing at it vigorously. Lex started to whimper and tears ran down her face. The Rex's tongue came back out and started licking at her moistening vagina, soaking through the fabric, tasting her juices. Lex couldn't believe she was being molested by a T-Rex. Her first sexual encounter was with this 7-foot predator. She waited. She wanted to wait until marriage. Her mind began racing, feeling urges, feeling sexual desires needing to be fulfilled. The tongue still worked its way at Lex's crotch, and it went as far as licking her ass. Oh, now, come on. You're being disgusting, T-Rex. T-Rex is a freak in the sack. Lex's body began doing things she would never thought of doing freely. Her hands slowly worked their way down to her jean zipper, and now she's into it? It didn't take long for her to, have this raping turn into consensual sex. All right, she slowly pulled the piece of metal as far as it could go. She then worked her way to her waist and slowly dropped her pants around her ankles. Slut. The Rex's tongue began to explore Lex's thighs as her juices were coating her legs. She's really squirting out a lot. It's a thick coating. The Rex lapped up all of what Lex had to offer. Then, as carefully and slowly as she could, she worked her way back to her panties and slowly, keeping her eye on the beast, pulled them down to her ankles. They were already down to her ankles. The scent of her pussy filled the air. It's a pungent cunt you have there. The T-Rex was overwhelmed with the aroma. His tongue licked at her pussy lips, nearly missing her clitoris. Lex never felt this good in her life, yet she couldn't believe she was doing this. Survival of the fittest, she thought. Lex then heard a sound. It sounded like something slowly oozing. She looked lower at the T-Rex and couldn't believe what she saw. The Rex's cock was now hanging out from its sheath, just flopping around with the Rex's movement. It was almost 2 feet in length and it wasn't even hard yet. Lex slowly moved down onto her knees. She tried her hardest to move as slow as possible and not make any sound. The leaves on the ground crunching didn't help much, though. The Rex lifted its head, hearing Lex's movement. She used this opportunity to fully sit on the ground. The Rex then turned back to the smell of Lex's warm, moist pussy, its tongue licking again, this time passing over Lex's clitoris. She began to shake at the amount of pleasure one lick would cause. She lifted her arm and reached out for the enormous cock that was dangling in front of her. She was able to grab it, and she started to jerk the beast off. It was warm and slightly moist. The cock began to grow harder and longer with each jerk. It grew to a large 2.5 feet, and it was almost 3 inches wide. She continued to jerk the Rex as he continued to lick her. They're both going to town here. She could feel the blood pulsing through the large member and could see the amount of pre-cum that was leaking from the tip of the cock. The Rex moved in closer to her face. Lex... This is the stupidest thing ever. Lex stuck out her tongue and licked the tip of the cock. It tasted salty, but good at the same time. The Rex moved closer and closer. Lex could barely wrap her mouth around the head of the gigantic member. The Rex stopped moving, but Lex did not cease to jerk the tyrant off. She tasted the pre-cum that spurted from every jerk. She took her other hand and jerked the other side of Rex's cock. The tyrant's leg began to shake. Lex could feel the pulsing in the member start to increase. She pulled the Rex's cock out of her mouth and masturbated the dinosaur faster than ever. It let out a small growl as he began to climax. The Rex's cum sprayed out all over Lex's face. She continued to jerk the beast and pointed the cock downward. It was a constant stream of dino juice. And it drenched her shirt and her bare pussy. She's gonna have a hard time explaining that to her parents. Not that she has to, of course, because she's of legal age. Lex took one hand and started to rub her cunt. She rubbed the juice all over her bare crotch, occasionally slipping her sperm-drenched fingers into her cunt. There's a line for you. She then pulled her fingers out and sucked the cum off of her fingers. The large erection in front of her went back to the flopping piece of flesh she first gazed upon, and the Rex turned and started to walk away. He's done. Lex still continued to rub herself, licking the warm white matter off her face. She took two fingers and slid them in and out of her cunt. She then slipped her wet thumb into her tight asshole. Wow, she's a freak too. She kept fingering her tight holes until she felt pressure building. She moaned under her own ecstasy. Lex then climaxed over her already soaked fingers. Her juices sprayed out in front of her, marking her territory, if you will. Her cum ran down her legs and onto her tight ass crack. When she was finished and the pleasure ceased to exist, she stood up on her shaking two legs. She went to grab her pants when something knocked her over on all fours. Oh, the Rex is ready for more. She looked behind her and could see the Rex was back for more. Yes. Lex stared at its cock as it began to harden on its own. The dinosaur stood over her, and Lex could feel the large cock rubbing up against her back, spreading its leftover cum all over her. The Rex slowly started to hump her. She could feel its length rubbing in between her ass cheeks. It pulled back further and further with each progressing hump. The tip of Rex's dick was now placed at the entrance of Lex's small, tight asshole. Lex's eyes began to tear up as she started to whimper. She knew which hole it was going for. The tip of the dick slowly made its way into her ass. Lex cried at the pain the Rex was causing her. It felt as if her ass cheeks were being ripped apart, but then it stopped. The Rex pulled its dick out, as if it's knowing it was in the wrong hole. Then Lex for sure knew what was coming. It repositioned itself behind Lex's ass, the tip of its cock now placed at Lex's pussy entrance, and with one thrust, the cock was inside her. Lex cried at each powerful thrust the Rex presented her. It was painful, her first time, after all, and the cock began, and the cock being bigger than her forearm. The cum Lex sprayed around her cunt made the penetration easier and the pain more bearable as she got used to it. The pain then suddenly withdrew, and it was replaced with pleasure, of course. Her pussy walls tightened around the thick member. Her juices were leaking out of any space it could find. She thrusted her body further onto the cock, pushing it deeper inside of her. Lex's moaning became louder and louder with each passing second. The Rex continuously pumped in and out of Lex's stretching vagina. Lex could feel the head of the beast cock mushrooming. Mushrooming. She gave one last push onto the cock, and the Rex released its load within Lex's body. Another continuous stream of warm cum filled her pussy cunt. The Rex still pumped his member into Lex until he was empty. The Rex pulled its cock out of Lex's cunt. The cum inside sprayed out all over onto the ground behind her. The Rex was shot back with most of its own semen. Lex then began to rub her own clit, quickly bringing herself to another climax. What was left of her juices splashed onto the ground below her and then drizzled down her legs. Lex was out of breath and collapsed onto the ground. The T-Rex was finally able to glimpse at the body it was just fucking, but ignored Lex's sweating body. What? After a few moments of Lex lying on her stomach, collecting her thoughts on what happened, the ground began to shake. She looked up and could see a much larger T-Rex approaching. It was the size of one that just massacred the cars outside the pen. Lex for sure thought she was going to die now, but as it stepped closer and closer, she could see its cock already escaping its sheath. The end. I think we all know what happened there. Jurassic Park gangbang! That, my friends, is your Sextastic Tuesday for March 8th, 2011, brought to you by our good friends at AdamandEve.com. If you haven't yet taken advantage of this offer, listen to this. Listen to this shit. I'm gonna lay down. You get 50% off just about any item. They've got over 18,000 products, and we're talking lingerie, lubes, condoms, sex toys, movies, outfits, blow-up dolls, penis pumps, masturbators, you know, pussy enhancers. I don't know what a pussy enhancer is. Something I think I made up, but they've got it at adamandeve.com. Yeah, you can get 50% off just about any item. Find something you like. Use coupon code FREAK at checkout. You'll automatically see your savings. Plus, you're going to get free shipping. You're not going to have any additional shipping charges. Plus, 3 free adult DVDs and a mystery gift, all for using coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K at checkout at adamandeve.com. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. Not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow? What, you call yourself a freak? Shame on you! Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. It is Distorted View's member site where you get full access to the entire archive of programs. We've been at this since December 2004, have done a metric shit ton of programming, and you can listen to it all if you sign up. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and video casts. Sign up right now. Today I've got an extended show for you, so paying members will get like 10 to 15 minutes of bonus content. All right, 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from the UK. A magistrate has narrowly avoided jail after being caught with a collection of extreme pornography, including images of women having sex with a gerbil and a frog. Michael Hall, 46, who is also a school governor and worked on a council panel to protect children, downloaded... Well, it's not like, you know, children were shoving frogs in their asses. These were of-age women who could decide if they wanted, an amphibian up their cunthole or not. When police raided his home, they found 230 photos and 150 videos showing women engaging in sex acts with horses. Seen that. A donkey. I think I've seen that. Dogs. Oh, yeah. A gerbil. I don't think I've ever seen gerbil porn in real life. A frog and a live snake. The snake I've seen. Japan. Police acted on a tip-off after learning the magistrate from Rotherham, South Yorks, had an account on a file-sharing website, which was raising concern. They found the filthy porn stash when they raided his home. Hall admitted 21 specimen charges of possessing hardcore pornography when he appeared before Leeds magistrates. He was sentenced to a 3-year community order, which requires him to spend 144 days completing a program for sex offenders. He was also ordered to pay £85 toward court costs and will be supervised by the probation service for 3 years. Hall became a magistrate in 2007 and served until October when he fell foul of the law. He was a governor at 3 schools. He was also a member of the Rotherham Council's Children and Young People's Scrutiny Panel, which is made up of counselors and lay members. I don't understand a lot of these words. Fucking UK. Because of the investigation, he has resigned from all of his posts, so there you go. Is frog porn illegal? I guess it is over there. Remember I was talking to that guy who was into fucking horses, and he said... you can have that type of porn as long as you don't act on it. Didn't he say that? He may very well be wrong. He is, after all, a horse fucker. All right, second story we have for you today. This one comes from Canada. An Edmonton man has admitted headbutting his girlfriend. It doesn't end there, though. Dumping a garbage can on her head, shoving a used condom into her mouth, and choking her. Ta-da! John Daniel McMahon, 31, pleaded guilty to one count of assault causing bodily harm stemming from the December 9, 2008 assault. According to an agreed statement of facts, McMahon and the woman had been in a romantic relationship. And what's more romantic than shoving a used condom down your lover's throat? The couple had a daughter together who was just over a year old at the time of the assault. This guy just doesn't know how to use condoms. I think that's the problem. McMahon and the 20-year-old woman were not living together at the time, as he was residing in a halfway house. Sure. After being released from jail on another matter. We won't get into that. Court heard that the woman heard banging on her bedroom window and then on her back door. Okay. You can insert your own joke there, I guess. At about 8 a.m., but did not answer as she thought it might be McMahon. She then heard someone enter the Northeast Edmonton house and called 911, but then threw the phone to the floor when she saw McMahon in the kitchen. Another man was in the home, and McMahon told him to leave. He then headbutted the woman and began an altercation with her in the kitchen that resulted in her getting a cut above... Where did the used condom come from? That's what I want to know. The court heard that the fight continued into the woman's bedroom, and she was either pushed or fell into a wall, which caused the back of her head to make a hole in the drywall. While yelling at the woman, McMahon took a garbage can and dumped its contents onto her head, and then placed the can onto and over her head. He then grabbed a used condom that was in the bedroom, just laying on the nightstand or something, and shoved it into her mouth, calling her a slut and a whore. The woman did not know who the condom belonged to. What? Are you kidding me? That's the most outrageous part of this news story. I don't know. It's my bedroom, but I don't know where the used condom came from. There's just been so many men over here. The woman did not know who the condom belonged to, as she had some company over who had stayed in her bedroom. Sure. In the hallway, McMahon then placed one hand around the woman's throat and choked her so she couldn't breathe before releasing his grip. He then left the home. At the same time, the police arrived. As a result of the attack, the woman suffered a laceration above her right eye, requiring 7 stitches, a black eye with swelling the size of a ping pong ball, and the left side of her neck was scratched. Court heard McMahon was swearing at the woman throughout the assault, and the child heard the fight and was distraught and crying. So, there you go. That is a great news story. Probably my favorite of the day. Ta-da! Final story we have for you today. This one comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me!
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Oh, I'm very gassy today. Yes, this is a short story. A Newport Richie man was arrested after police found cocaine in a Girl Scout cookie box inside his car.
Suck a little dick, smoke a little crack.
Yeah, I guess. Weird computerized British man.
Could be a crackhead that got hold to the wrong stuff. And it told him to get up in a tree and play a...
Girl Scout. How great would that be? See a crackhead pretending to be a Girl Scout. Alright, yes, apparently there was some cocaine in Girl Scout cookies. Police say they pulled Stevenson Pappin over because one headlight was out. During the traffic stop, the officer noticed an empty box of Girl Scout cookies with a small plastic baggie inside. The box was next to Pappin's leg. Police said the baggie had a white rock-like substance inside. A field test on the substance was positive for cocaine. According to police, Poppin said, "I ain't gonna say it's mine, but I ain't gonna make your jobs harder. Take me to jail." Well, that's very nice of him. Poppin's request was granted. He was taken to jail and charged with possession of crack cocaine. So, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of y'all. All right, freaks, speak to me, please.
Hey, Tim, it's Rat Girl Lifetime Sideshow.
Hi,
Rat. I'm sure I'm going to be one of the million people that call you to tell you that the Tourette's guy was singing Willie Nelson, not Elvis, so fuck me. And also, I bought your computer.
Well, I thought, okay, You Were Always On My Mind was originally sung by some chick, right? Brenda Lee. Hold on a second. And it was covered by Willie Nelson. But also Elvis Presley. So, I don't understand why I'm wrong here. Fuck you. Very defensive. Next up.
Hey, Tim. Love the show. Been a sideshow for you for a few years now. Keep up the good work. See ya. Oh,
well, thank you. That was a nice call. For a change.
Timothy, this is the asparagus free calling in. To weigh in on the wiping standing versus sitting down.
I don't want to hear it. Shut up.
Timmy Boo. This is Tricky from Western Australia. Just listening to your show from Friday the 19th of February. You are a fucking idiot. Garda is Irish. It's the police. I know you're having computer problems at the moment, but have you heard of a thing called the internet?
I'm not bothered with facts and looking stuff up, please. Research.
Chigu Timmy Boo, from the movie goo here. Just shit cut me off. I'm leaving this message for the second time. I just got a quick thing to call on about here. There's this girl that I work with. She's been at work for a couple of years. And when she started there, she wasn't a virgin. She wasn't exactly gay. And so over the years, she's kind of progressively grown into more and more of a hoe. And I've recently learned that she slept with up to 10 guys in this one fraternity. Hmm. And now she's pregnant. Some guy that lives like 5 hours away. And I just think it's so great. So every time I think I'm just like, Brittany's pregnant, and I just have a freak moment to myself. Wow. And it's
very
awesome.
Nice of you.
And then, another
reveling in other people's misery, and children are miserable.
Hey, this is dude from the Navy. I just got a tattoo on my dick, and I was listening to your podcast while I was doing it. Help me get through it. Sweet, sweet voice, help me.
Very nice.
If I should send a picture, let me know.
Yeah. Let's see your dick tat. Send it to my email address, show@distortedview.com. I promise I won't share it with all my listeners or make it album artwork. It'll be just for me, just for my jack-off purposes.
Hey, this is low-hanging thanks. You were making up the skit on the movie, The Pretty Woman 2. I thought that was real for a half a second. I was really stoked. I mean, I would go to the movie theater to see that.
Would you?
That brings up another thing. I thought you might like to hear about the last time I went to a movie theater. The last time I went to a movie theater to see a movie was the movie Full Metal Jacket.
Wow.
My father took me, and I'm not big on going to the movie theaters.
Apparently
he wasn't big on going to the movie theaters, just, you know, sitting close to people and all that.
I know, it is awful. Like, there's a whole, when I go to the movies, there's a whole, it's a whole production. You would hate going to the movie. I hate being around, you know how I hate people. So I can never go on opening night. The weekends are usually out. It's too crowded. And, down! It's a whole thing. I just hate to be around people. Nothing pleases me more. And I know a lot of people enjoy, like, the whole experience of watching movies with other people, especially, like, comedies or horrors when there's, you know, huge reactions from the whole crowd, and that. I hate all of that. If I could be in a movie theater all by myself, I love when that happens. You know, you go on, 2 p.m. on a Wednesday or something. The only person in there, oh, it's fantastic.
Lifetime Sideshow member Red Menace here. I just thought of something that I think you would really appreciate. When I was 17 and just got my driver's license, I accidentally ran over a retard, and I didn't get a ticket. I won the points game. Love you,
Jim. You did win. How did you explain it? Like, what, did the retard just come out of nowhere or something? And, you know, the retard can't defend himself. You know, when the judge or whatever asks for his side of the story, it comes out, so yeah, of course, the jury would side with you.
Hey, Tim, Tone Deaf Sean here. Let's try this again. All right, I need to correct you on something. Tim, you're a fucking idiot.
Okay.
You were always on my mind was a Willie Nelson song, not a fucking Elvis song.
Well, not original. Again, yes, Willie Nelson made it famous, I guess, but the version that I was... the version I was singing was the Elvis one.
That was Willie Nelson, not Elvis, you stupid sack of shit.
God, people are so angry. Do you people realize on any given episode of Distorted View, I probably screw up or give wrong information on 10 or 11 different points. So, you know, lighten up.
The Puerto Rico Sandman speaking.
Hello.
I'm calling to tell you I love you and to apologize. It is my fault that everyone and their mother is calling the voicemail and talking about how they
shit. Doesn't he sound like that bee? You know that bee in that on that commercial for, was it Nasonex or something?
Mail and talking about how they shit.
What the hell is it?
It all started back during the 12 days of distortion. When I sent you that story about how I got so fat that I had to stand up, bend over, and clean my asshole. Well, then everybody started commenting,
that's
the wrong way.
Fault?
Of course it's the wrong way. Because not everybody is a 300 fucking pound fat piece of shit like me. So yes, everybody. If you're going to tell team how you shit, tell them how much you weigh. Maybe we can make some consensus on what exactly is happening here.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
I love you.
Very important. I love you, too. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God. Oh, God. Yeah. My impression of dinosaurs. Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. If you're not yet following me on Twitter, do so right now. Distorted View, all one word, is my name. If you're Sideshow Freak, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, I will see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Classical cunt with perfect proportions and symmetrical inner lips. A gothic vulva with cathedral-shaped arches. A baroque pussy with elaborate drapery. An art deco yoni with graceful fluted lines. A modern vulva with simple forms.